Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12078, Carl R. and Laura J. Dahl, seeking variances from the side and rear setbacks. Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Grant Avenue, approximately 834 feet south of the intersection of Grant Avenue and Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38794 Grant Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 29. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side and a 4.5 rear variance from the 20-foot rear setback.
Let them be sworn in, if you would, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Carl R. Dahl, 5943 Crooked Creek Drive, Manassas, Virginia.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay. Good evening.
Oh, and Mr. Dahl, I do have a copy of your answers.
Oh, okay.
When you submit your application. I don't know if you have that or not, but we do have a copy of that for you.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
One additional piece of information that I just received from our board, the Cape Windsor community, approving our building package. It also has the building plan. We have had the lot. The previous home was a manufactured home. We had it demolished around the October 19th. It was a manufactured home. The lot sizes are very small, 50 by 90, and all the homes basically require a variance. And again, the board has approved the site plan and so forth, as it does fall within the community established, but definitely doesn't fall within the county. That's why I'm here. But for the community itself, established guidelines, it's a 50-plus-year-old community, Cape Windsor. It does fall within those established guidelines. So the variance we're requesting, again, is from the back, which is where the lagoon is, and the side, the one side, the north side. And again, reasoning is because of the exceptionally small lot sizes. The home that we're proposing is a 1,934 square foot, two-story on pilings.
Okay, we'll see if we have any questions.
Sure, thank you. I also have a representative from my builder here, Beta Beach Builders, and my daughter's here too, so.
Okay, well, we'll see. Ms. McGee?
I'm familiar with the area, and I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
I'm familiar with the area and have no questions.
No questions.
And I have no questions at this time either.
Thank you.
Just a couple. I didn't see an HVAC system on here. Is that going to be in the side yard or the rear yard at all?
Yes, it's on the south side, and it is shown in the drawings that I provided.
Okay, will it meet the setback requirements, the HVAC system?
Yeah, it will be within the Cape Windsor. It's within the county. If you look at the lot diagram on the south side, where it says 22.25, it's tucked right into that little.
Okay, so area. It'll be in that strip.
That's right.
Okay. Can the home be moved one and a half feet to the south so that it is a little less encroaching on the north side, or is there a reason why there's that, you know, not up to the property line there?
We wanted to keep it within the Cape Windsor established variance. However, the reason the entrance feature, which butts out on the south side, is what we were trying to account for, and also the sun exposure would allow us to have, you know, a garden on the south side, which is one reason, because the north side is just, you know, complete shade. So it was just a matter of choice that we chose to shift it one way or the other.
I presume there's parking issues in Cape Windsor?
No. No, we have a large driveway.
No, but I mean, like, there's no on-street parking or anything like that, or?
Actually, most people do, if they have guests or what, they can park on the side. There's room.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, there's plenty of room to park on the sides.
Okay. All right. Well, I have no further questions then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions?
I did want to clarify, based on the drawing that we did just receive, it looks like the HVAC units, gas, and looks like an outside shower will fall partially within the county setback and partially outside.
So a variance would be needed for that on the south side?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So looking at the lot drawing, it looks like there might be a 1 or 1.5 foot encroachment on the rear, but I don't. It's within the county setback.
Well, the drawings are not.
Are you looking?
Sir,
if you have to come be sworn in, please.
Then we'll let you address it.
This is what I'm looking at.
Yep. Sir, you'll get sworn in first,
please.
Yep.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Monty Sarig, 31879 Fred Atkins Road, Parsonsburg.
It's different than
and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And sir, could I ask you to remove your hat, please, when you're up front?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I think what she's looking at is for them at Beta Beach, but they since went to Mr. Hammond and had a new site plan done. So this would be the correct site plan.
Okay, so can you just clarify where the HVAC...
The HVAC units are still located at the same spot behind the entrance and the outside shower, but it will be within the 10-foot Sussex County.
So it's under the deck?
Setback, yes.
They'll be located, okay.
Yes, and it will be elevated above flood. And that's not changing the house. They just shifted the house north from what I originally drew.
So the site plan that you're looking at, you said it's by Mr. Hammond, correct?
Yes, that's the new one.
I just want to make sure we all are looking at the same one and have that in the record.
Yeah. 5.5 feet from the right side.
Is that the one
okay.
we got?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I apologize. This got mixed in with the rest of the drawings.
Okay.
I didn't
think
it was.
It's okay.
When we originally designed this home, we were under the understanding that the setbacks were 5 feet. From the surveyor. It was pure mistake that I found out in a different location that county and community setbacks can differ. Before we went to do the permit set on this one, it's my job now to call the county on every house, double check the community, double check the county, and we're not going to design a home that doesn't fit both requirements. So this kind of came up in between that. And I worked real hard, actually, to shrink this house to fit the Sussex County requirements, and it really just didn't work. The rooms got really, really skinny, at which point I offered Dolls, we can either make it fit or you can go for the variance. So we're here now.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. So the surveyor, though, he drew it. Tell me that again about the survey.
The original survey that I got only stated the Cape Windsor requirements, which are 5 foot sides. I was unaware at that time that Sussex County had a 10-foot side. It was through phone calls to the county that I found that out.
This isn't the first time we've had an issue with this surveyor, so
yeah.
I want the staff to make a note and send this gentleman another letter.
Yep.
Well, the
we had an issue not too long ago with him.
Mm-hmm. But the one we got now is right.
The one we have is correct.
The one we got now is correct.
But there is a but they, the first one that they got was just the that the community had adopted.
Setback. Was that by the same surveyor? The first one that you received?
I'm not sure.
Has this been your only surveyor doing your drawings, Mr. Hammond?
I believe it is,
So.
Yeah.
The first one he just had on there was just the setbacks.
For the community.
And it even notes here, current setbacks per Cape Windsor Community Association is front 10, sod's 5, rear 15.
Right.
It wasn't until I called planning and zoning in Sussex County to confirm those setbacks that I learned that the county setbacks were 10 feet.
Okay.
Well, I think he does need a letter down to that.
And the HOA.
I think it would be helpful for future, for future residents of Cape Windsor, and a lot of them are taking the old trailers out, putting new homes in, and a lot of them have no idea. You know, their house is 5 foot from the side. They have no idea that the county has changed that, and that they're going to have to go through this. A lot of them don't. It's a surprise to a lot of them. They think that they can build.
Well, the county hasn't changed it. It's the Cape Windsor that's changed it.
Yeah, county hadn't changed, so it would be those. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, then hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Do we ask
here,
for?
Here
I did
for
ask.
It?
Yeah, I did. Okay, I did.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
No.
I beg your pardon, man.
Oops. Whoops.
Okay.
We're just keeping you straight.
Okay. Please do. My mistake. Is there anyone here that in favor of this application? One, two. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none. Okay, hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variances as requested. The lots in Cape Windsor are very unique. they're small. This isn't created by the applicant because the subdivision has been there a long, long time. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum variance that they are requesting to provide relief.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,078. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Burton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mayor?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,078 is approved.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next.